It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. I'm also on Twitter, where you can send me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday, the 27th of March. It's hard to believe next week is April, but here we are, and we're taking your questions and your answers live today. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. On Twitter, Chris, I believe in Minneapolis, tweeted me with this. The word for the yearly noting of an event is anniversary, he says. And then he asks, what is the word for a monthly noting or for a weekly noting of an event? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Roy in Fort Worth emailed us and says, Middle Eastern North African cuisine for centuries has featured lots of rice as a key part of almost every recipe. Roy says, since the Middle East and North Africa are in a very dry desert topography with little or no standing water for potential rice paddies, where does all of this rice come from? He says, it seems that long ago and even today, importing rice from far away was and is logistically difficult and expensive. So where is all this rice grown and how does it get there? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. One more before we go to the phones. From the inbox, this is from Pat in Fort Worth, who writes, does anyone know what is going on with the Fort Worth Park and Ride located at 1000 East Weatherford Street in Fort Worth? Pat says it's been closed almost a year, but the building, parking lot, and the airporter sign are still intact. It was a convenient and expensive way to travel to and from DFW Airport. Does anybody know what's going on with that? 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Again, email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start today on the phones with Mary in Grapevine. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to know if how bad an idea it is to open up the public pool to let dogs swim with the residents.
All the time or just once?
Just once a year on Labor Day.
Well, I think they you want to know if it's a bad idea, because it does happen around the end of the summer usually. So you're wondering if it is a bad idea.
I am wondering if it is a bad idea, if it's a health concern. Because when I found out that my town was doing it, I thought, oh, no, I don't want to go swimming here anymore.
I think it's the last day of the season that they do this typically, when it does happen. But we'll see if anybody knows, you know, what the possible ramifications are. But from what I've seen, it looks like the dogs and their owners have a lot of fun when they do it. But we'll see what...
I'm sure they do.
We'll see what the audience says. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Lucy in Richland Hills. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was just we receive a form from the American Community Survey, and I haven't heard of anybody else, friends and neighbors, that received this form. So I wondered if this was for real or is it some kind of fraud or something.
Does it seem like it's some sort of census type form?
Yes, It doesn't say census anywhere.
Right.
My girlfriend was saying it's the census is every 10 years, and, you know, I've never seen this before.
Well, we'll see what the audience has to say about it.
Okay.
All right,
thanks
for calling, Lucy.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Joe emailed us and says, I'm looking for a machine shop in DFW that can build or, quote, directly off a CAD file. So far I've only found big commercial companies with minimum orders. I actually need just a couple of aluminum one-off brackets fabricated. Does anybody know of a machine shop in DFW that can build or quote directly off a CAD file for Joe? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Araceli emailed us late during the show last Friday with this question. Araceli says, my daughter, who is 8, received a telescope for Christmas, and we're looking for a club or a class that meets and can teach us astronomy and how to use a telescope. Anybody have any suggestions for Araceli and Araceli's 8-year-old daughter? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Gabrielle in the Keller Fort Worth area. And Gabrielle wants to know if anyone knows how to properly recycle a Konica Minolta imaging unit. She says this one, the new one, when it was new, I guess it came with specific instructions on how to pack it up and ship the old one. Okay, here we go. When she replaced it, it came with specific instructions on how to pack and ship the old one back to Minolta for recycling. Yet when I went to UPS to ship this one, the UPS clerk said the account was expired. They refused it. Gabrielle says, after finally getting a Minolta representative on the phone, he said just to throw it away. So Gabrielle wants to know how to dispose of it properly, since it looks like Minolta has decided to discontinue its recycling program. I think you could recycle it anywhere that accepts used electronics for recycling, I would imagine, anywhere in your area. But we'll see if anybody has an idea in Fort Worth or the Keller area. Margarita emailed us looking for a used sink with a built-in reverse osmosis system. She asks, where in Dallas could I look for used sinks? Well, there's the Habitat for Humanity Restores, which we usually talk about on the show. In Dallas, there's Orr Reed Wrecking, O-R-R-R-E-E-D, Orr Reed Wrecking, which is down near the old, the Longhorn Ballroom on Riverfront, I believe, off Riverfront. We'll see if we get some other suggestions for you on a specific used sink with a built-in reverse osmosis system. 800-933-5372 is where we find Sean calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Pat, how's it going?
It's going well.
I'm calling to give an answer for the American Community Survey question.
Okay.
Just to establish the credibility, since your caller was a little concerned about its legitimacy, I'm a geography professor at TCU,
mm-hmm.
And we use the information from the American Community Survey for lots of mapping stuff. It is affiliated with the census. The difference is that the American Community Survey is a sample. So while we still do the short census every 10 years, we've replaced what used to be called the long form of the census with an annual sample so that we can get more up-to-date information rather than having have to wait 10 years to get more data about the total population.
So it's run by the same cabinet level group that runs the census? Essentially
all of the American Community Survey work is housed within the census organization.
Okay. All right. Well, Sean, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Jay in Dallas emailed us, and Jay says, I have a 25-year-old DeHaan folding bicycle that has a broken part from the handlebar latch. Is there anywhere or anyone in the Dallas area that carries parts for such an old model? Anybody know where to find bicycle parts for a 25-year-old DeHaan folding bicycle? Or maybe a part that can be, can work on that bike. Let's see. From the email inbox, anything at kera.org, Gabriella in Dallas says, yes, doggy swimming parties are usually way after the season. She needn't worry because the pools are cleaned afterwards. And Gabriella says, an additional plus of this fun event is that it's often a fundraising event for rescue groups, for example, Wags and Waves. This is an answer to our dogs and pools question. So 800-933-5372. It's going to be a long, hot Texas summer before they open up the pools to our four-legged friends. Up next, let's talk to Rebecca in Mansfield. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. Yes, I have a question about a water tower in South Arlington. I don't know if they're doing repairs, but about a month ago, they had a big tarp get put on it, and it sometimes is raised, sometimes it's lowered. Part of the water tower has kind of been painted a grayish color, and there's all these guy wires that surround it. It looks almost like the swing ride at Six Flags.
Yeah, they're probably just painting it. So to get the, you know, those water towers are subject to all the elements of those long, hot Texas summers and the winters and everything. So they're probably just painting it. I would imagine that if there are any houses or anything nearby and it's so, you know, it's so tall that they have to really cover the area if they're going to sandblast, if they're going to spray paint, et cetera. I've seen this before. And the guy wires are to pull the tarps up and down and and possibly, I would imagine, to enable the people that are doing the work to sort of hang off the thing and do the painting. I can't imagine how. Maybe somebody, surely somebody who knows how this works will call us and give us a little thumbnail sketch of it. But I'm pretty sure they're probably painting it.
Okay, fantastic. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from a different Chris in answer to the noting special dates. We had the question from Chris via Twitter about, you know, you celebrate a yearly event, call it an anniversary, but what about a monthly or a weekly one? And this is from a different Chris who says, my wife and I found each other late in life, and while we do celebrate anniversaries, we also celebrate monthiversaries. Chris says, that's what we call it anyway. Well, Chris, thanks for emailing us. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter if you have a question or an answer you want to share with the smartest audience in radio. Let's talk next to Steve in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
I was calling because I've been looking for a more natural kind of pain reliever. I went to CVS and Walgreens trying to get past aspirin, Tylenol, ibuprofen, things like that, acetaminophen. And I was wondering if anyone out there has any ideas for a natural pain relief supplement, supplement or tablet or something that can be found around DFW.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. You know, obviously, any kind of medical advice is grain of salt time on our show. But I think now I think that aspirin is actually one of the oldest drugs that human beings have, and it is a naturally occurring medicine. Someone will remember, or maybe I can look it up while we're in a break here in a minute, but someone will remember how it's harvested.
Some people have a reaction to aspirin and Tylenol and things like that.
Some people do. Yeah, some people do.
And I wanted to try to avoid that.
Sure. Okay, well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Terrific. Thank you.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We've got an email from Jason in East Dallas, who says, my father had some small run prototype parts. This is for our listener who's looking for small scale fabrication. Jason says, my father had some small run prototype parts made at Giga Industries. GigaIndustries.com is the website that he sends us to. And then we also got on the telescope question from Kat. Contact the Texas Astronomical Society at texasastro.org for information on astronomy meetups or classes and stuff like that. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of your questions and your answers in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Angela in Richardson. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Angela. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
to compliment the professor from UTA about the American Community Survey. Everything he said was wonderful. It is a survey that is mandatory by law. So if you receive it in the mail, you're supposed to send it back. And your caller can look on the paperwork. There should be several U.S. Census Bureau logos present, plus an 800 number, plus a website. If she has any doubt about the legitimacy, she can call or get on the website to determine that it's an accurate and real survey.
Very good. Angela, thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Olin in Coppell. Hello, Olin.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
All right. I had an answer to the question on the lady that was trying to recycle an older, can't remember the make of it right now.
Right, an imaging unit.
Imaging machine, yeah. There's a group up in Denton, Texas, called Computer Crushers. As just as you would think,
right?
But they do any kind of office stuff. They've got, you know, a lot of big contracts that where they'll do thousands of things.
Very good.
But they basically harvest out the precious metal and parts that can still be used, and then they'll even come pick it up. You don't have to take it to them, but have, you know, tell her to Google
Computer Crushers in Denton.
Computer Crushers, and I believe they're just outside of Denton, Texas.
That's
35.
That's a great lead, Olin, because we get this kind of question all the time on the show.
Oh yeah, it's hard to find a place that wants to take the old electronics, yep, particularly computers and things. But they'll take most anything, I believe.
All right. Hey, thanks.
All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Kat tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, for natural pain relievers. Kat says, for a natural topical pain reliever for muscles, joints, and injuries, arnica oil can work wonders. And Kat says, for a headache, peppermint oil can be applied to the forehead. So there's a couple of leads right there. Thanks, Kat. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at kera.org. It's what Doug did, and this is for the machine shop question. Doug recommends Holly Fabrication in Addison. Holly Fabrication in Addison. Let's see. This is another one on astronomy from Ben, who writes, the University of North Texas Astronomy Department has a monthly star party on the first Saturday of the month, and they will talk about the night sky and answer questions as well as let you use their good telescope. And on a good night, you can even see Saturn's rings, Ben says. The link is astronomy.unt.edu/star parties. But I bet you could just Google UNT astronomy and find it. Sean in Plano says, it sounded like your question about the imaging unit recycle may have been about a toner and or drum combo for a laser printer or copier. If so, any store that sells replacement cartridges should accept the old ones for recycling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Let's get one more on this from Steve in Dallas. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
Doing well.
Okay, so to recycle electronics, I want to encourage you to use certified electronics recyclers. There are two certification programs that exist that actually do site audits to ensure that the electronics are responsibly being recycled. They're not being dumped on poor communities overseas, getting people sick. There's a lot of toxic material that go into electronics. So this certification program audits the facility to make sure that they can track where electronics go after they're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two certification programs. One of them is called R2 Solutions. That's the letter R, the number 2, Solutions. You can Google it. And they have a map. You can just zoom in on your town and see which recyclers are certified. There's also one called E-Stewards. You can Google that as well. And they also have an interactive map. So I would try to use certified electronics recyclers. Also, Earth 911, if you want to find a place in your area to recycle anything, you know, light bulbs, paint, you can type in almost anything, and they'll give you facilities in your area that have collection spots, Earth 911.
Great.
Also, for Dallas-Fort Worth, there's another one called Time to Recycle. That also has an interactive map of recyclers, and you can put in different materials.
Great. Well, hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Let's talk to Stephen next, calling from Louisville. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not bad. I had an answer for the guy who was looking for natural pain relief alternatives.
Yeah.
I'm actually a massage therapist, and I would definitely recommend you look into manual therapies like massage therapy, acupuncture, and a lot of those you can go and you can get the relief from actually getting the therapy from the therapist, but a lot of them will give you kind of take-home treatments like stretches or things that you can do at home depending on what kind of pain you have. But the most common types are headaches and muscle and joint pain, and all that is acupuncture and massage therapy are great for both of those.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Jason emailed us and says aspirin, the ingredient, the active ingredient is acetyl salicylic acid. He says it was originally derived from the bark of the willow tree, and from Wikipedia. The active ingredient of aspirin was first discovered from the bark of the willow tree in 1763. Wikipedia, incidentally, also says it was in use for thousands of years, but was first synthesized either in the late 19th or early 20th century in a laboratory. So we're probably using a synthesized version of it in our – I doubt that it's being harvested from willow trees for packaging in the willow or myrtle trees for the packaging at the store, but it does have those natural origins. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Ali in Fort Worth. Hello, Ali.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much. Actually, I wanted to give an answer for the question about where all these rice come from to the Middle Eastern cuisine, while the whole area is a dry land.
Yes.
Actually, I'm originally from Iran, and I've lived in Turkey for a while. I'm kind of familiar with the situation. While the whole area is dry in general, but it's a big area, and there are certain places with a lot of water, with Mediterranean weather, for example, in southern side of the Caspian Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So traditionally, this is where the rice come from to the cuisine. But it must be noted that before the 20th century, it was not a common part of the Middle Eastern cuisine because it was very expensive and it was basically a part of the royal families and things like that. After the 20th century, it has grown to become a constant part of the Middle Eastern cuisine. And it was actually brought to the Middle East by Mongols in 14th century from China, so it's not originated from there.
And I mean, I think it's worth noting too that agriculture was born in the Middle East.
And there is a lot of water in southern Iraq where the agriculture was born, but rice was actually introduced to that environment like 500 years ago.
Very good. Well, Ali, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Good day. Goodbye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got another vote from Leonard in Arlington for Arnica, Montana, the herb in cream form, he says, for muscle or joint pain. Steve is wondering via email at anything at kera.org. If there are any sources and or statistics for individuals returning from trips to Africa who did not want to take anti-malarial drugs to prevent infection. Let's see. He says there, you know, sometimes people have extreme repercussions from taking Larium or Mefloquine during trips to places where malaria can be contracted. And Steve wants to know, what are the statistics of people who actually catch it? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington
on Twitter. Let's talk next to Lauren in Garland. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I was just calling to answer the question about natural pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted three things. I wanted to caution that any sort of topical item that you may use or anything you may ingest, there's always running a risk for a reaction to it,
right,
even if it's natural.
Exactly.
And then one of the things that is peer-reviewed, studied, and proven to be effective for some people is meditation or self-hypnotherapy. And so if you're struggling with chronic pain issues or recurring headaches, that can be something that you could work on and practice and find some good relief from.
Very good. Lauren, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Ahmed in Dallas. Hello, Ahmed.
Yeah, thanks for answering my call.
Sure.
My question is this. There is a physical law that also applies to economics and human behavior, like the law of diminishing marginal utility, which is initially a physical law, but it applies also to economics and other forms of human behavior. This law, I'd like to know if somebody helped me, what is the name of the law? I can provide an example or some examples.
Mm-hmm.
It relates to human behavior in a sense that if there are two variables, let's say human efforts and the result that we require for that human efforts. As the human efforts increases, proportionally the result will increase too, but it reaches a point where to receive more results, the efforts has to increase exponentially.
Hmm.
One example of this physical law that applies to biology is that if you have a culture of microorganisms, let's say we want to destroy in that culture 50% of it. We might need to put a certain amount of antiseptics, let's say 1 gram. But in order to destroy the 100% of that microorganism, we need far more than that. We might need to use 10 times or 100 times more of that antiseptic to eliminate the entire thing, the entire culture, on that culture, entire microorganism. So, mainly I'm interested that this physical law applies to human behavior in a mm-hmm. sense that in certain endeavors, if you want more and more results with that particular type of endeavor, we have to exponentially increase the amount of effort that we put to get, you know, higher and higher results.
So
that's my question.
Right, and the first thing that leaps to mind, and actually, and someone in the control room mentioned this too via the link we have, is the law of diminishing returns. So there's a certain amount of return you get initially on any kind of it's kind of like exercise, right? The first you get in enough better shape with a little bit of exercise that you feel great and you feel like you're getting a huge result. But in order to get to the next level, past what a lot of athletes call a plateau, you have to put so much more work into getting there that there's a diminishing return on your investment until you finally get over that next plateau.
Are you referring to the law I mentioned, like law of diminishing marginal utility, or is it a different law that you're
saying? I've just heard the expression, the law of diminishing returns. But we'll see if we have a very, very smart audience listening. We'll see if somebody has a different answer for you.
I appreciate that.
You bet. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. No one's asked about getting rid of bugs yet today, but we had that question. So, you know, we get incredible questions, and I'm glad that we get all kinds of questions. Let's see. Up next, from email, Tom in Arlington. Email us anything at kera.org. He says, recently a relative died and left a large amount of prescription medicine behind. We'd like to know if there's a free place in Arlington we can take these drugs for disposal that is available all year. Does anybody know where in Arlington you can safely take drugs, prescription drugs, for safe disposal? Let's see. We got another email from Rob. Who says, on the monthversary question, you know, you have the anniversary for the year, right? What is it, a month? What's a monthly recurring event you celebrate, or a weekly one? Rob completely agrees with what Chris said about the month-iversary. He says, my wife and I met and married in our 30s, and we also count our month-iversaries and just celebrated our 72nd month-iversary, he says, in February. He says, for fun, we also celebrate our 1,000-day marks, and we call it your K-Day. Our 19-year-old daughter celebrated her 7K day a few months ago for being 7,000 days old. Thanks, Rob, for that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
The last thing I want to do is give anybody an advertising opportunity, but I really need help. I'm trying to find a local jeweler that can just do some basic cleaning or basic repair, somebody trustworthy. I've got a dirty class ring that I'd like to have professionally cleaned, and just not sure a good place to take it.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some recommendations for you in Richardson.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's get another one on pain relief from Bob in Fort Worth. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guy. I'm a chronic pain patient, unfortunately, and have become somewhat of an expert over a period of 14 years searching for relief. So this concept of organic pain medicine, I have done considerable research, and there's one medicine that has had some FDA studies done, double-blind, to get some backing from scientific research that stands out. Most of the others don't have any research to back them up.
Right.
The one I found, and honestly, I haven't gotten any relief from it, but there's a lot of testimonial and some scientific backing, and it's not a flower, actually. It's called Corydalis.
Say it one more time. Bob, say it one more time. You're breaking up, and we've got to, unfortunately, go to a break here. What's it called?
Okay. It's called Corydalis. It's C-O-R-Y. D-A-L-I-S.
Okay. Well, Bob, thanks so much for calling and sharing that story, and sorry to hear about your situation, but really appreciate your call.
I'll keep looking.
All right. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. You can call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also send me your questions and answers via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And we got a couple of votes via Twitter on the natural pain relief for turmeric. And I think it comes in capsules, et cetera, et cetera. Sydney says turmeric and bromelain. So there are a couple more natural pain relief ideas there. In the inbox, we got some emails on this. Another vote from Pax for Arnica. Pax says, I'm a skateboarder. It's common for skaters to use Arnica for pain relief. Also, yellow mustard is great for muscle cramps. I think you probably take that internally, right? You don't rub yellow mustard on. But, of course, this isn't the People's Pharmacy. So, and let's see. Chelsea says, I use essential oils for natural pain relief. A mixture of peppermint and lavender helps Chelsea with headaches. Let's get one more on this at 800-933-5372 and talk to Evelyn in Plano. Hello, Evelyn.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to give a suggestion for the guy who was looking for a natural pain relief.
Yeah.
I had the same issue that he did. I was trying to get more healthy, and I was having a lot of problems with ibuprofen upsetting my stomach. And I went to Doherty's Pharmacy in Dallas. It's off of Preston and Royal.
Mm-hmm.
And they suggested a great pain relief supplement. It's a supplement called Relief, and it's spelled with an H, so it's R-H-E-L-I-E-F. And it's in a 2-ounce little drink, you know, kind of like how 5-Hour Energy is in the drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes pretty good, and it works excellent. So I just wanted to give that as a suggestion for the guy who called in.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot.
800-933-5372 is also where we find Amanda calling from Commerce. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hey there.
I want to get a degree in English with a concentration in secondary education.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to A&M Commerce right now, and I love it. But I've been thinking about moving to Houston soon, and I just want to make sure that U of H, the University of Houston, would have a comparable English department with that focused on education. I don't want to move schools if I'm better off where I am. I was just wondering if anybody had opinions, maybe personal experiences with the English department at the University of Houston.
Okay. Well, sadly, as an English grad from the University of North Texas, I can't help you with recommendations around Houston. But we'll see if folks in the audience can answer your question for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got a question from Taylor in Oak Lawn. This is a song from the late 70s. Oh, please help me ID this song, Taylor asks. This is a song from the late 70s I heard on the radio in San Angelo, Taylor writes. Can't seem to identify. Male singer sounds vaguely like Don Henley, but isn't. And money lines are roughly, Taylor writes, some hands are good, some hands are bad, and the best you can hope is you die in your sleep. So know what to throw away and what to keep. I think it's like a gambling reference or something. But I don't think it's a Kenny Rogers song. So we'll see if you all know. You all know, right? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next on the phones is Ganelle in Frisco. Hello, Ganelle.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I wanted to respond to the man who asked about the chances of getting malaria when traveling in Africa.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a frequent traveler to Africa, and I do know the methaquone he's referring to does have some very significant and unpleasant side effects and even dangerous for some people. But there are other things you can take. I take doxycycline when I go instead of methaquone, and I travel in West Africa. But I think the main idea would be, or the main point would be, to ask people who live there, whether it's a Peace Corps worker or a missionary or a hospital person,
mm-hmm.
they take. And what works, because mosquitoes are resistant to certain medication, you know, to certain prophylactics in different areas.
Right.
But I don't think malaria is something that even at this point people want to gamble with, because there's still a lot of deaths related to malaria.
Absolutely. Well, Ganelle, thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, let's see. We got another one on this from Sandra in Dallas. Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I like your show. I'm from Nigeria. I was born in Nigeria. I left when I was 20. I'm being in the United States now for 20 years, so I spent half and half years. About malaria, it has to be with, it's like right here in America, if you have like common fever,
right,
in 7 days you can get out of your system. So it has to do with your immune system. When I was in Nigeria, if I have regular malaria, it would get out of my system right away, like 7 days. Because my immune system is used to it. But now that I'm in the United States, if I go to Nigeria right now, I can't drink the water because my immune system is not used to it anymore. So if I get sick, it's going to be really bad for me. So the best thing to do is to stay away from the water. If your immune system is not used to it, stay away from the water. Drink more of the water that they say is called clean water. They sell it. You have to make sure it's clean. And try to make sure mosquito didn't bite you. And try to eat more of the fruit and vegetable there. Fruit and vegetable help it, because malaria is just like fever, but it depends on your immune system.
Great. Well,
there's simple one, there's a very serious one. Some of them is just like regular fever and get out of your system very good, right away. But some of them can really be really, really, really bad. Depends on your immune system.
Well, Sandra, thanks. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Chris in Dallas. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
You were right on that song. It is Kenny Rogers, the Gambler. That is the lyrics to the song.
It's
the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. You gotta know when to hold him. You know, it goes into that whole deal.
All right. Well, hey, I could quit 10 minutes early today. I got one right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Oh, and here's one more from the malaria thread. Zach says, I think the gin and tonic drink was first concocted to make drinking tonic tolerable. People used to drink tonic water to ward off mosquitoes, thus malaria. It does have quinine in it, right? Which is that still considered an anti-malarial? Let's see. Don in Waxahachie says Office Depot stores take all used ink and toner cartridges, and they give you credit points that earn and grow into rebate checks. He says Office Depot will pay you to recycle your used ink and toners. And Don says, full disclosure, I actually work for Office Depot, he writes. And I think that's in response to that recycling question. Glenn in Richardson asks, at the end of your radio shows, you list the staff, like producer, et cetera. And Glenn wants to know, exactly what does a producer do for a local call-in show like yours? Well, the producer for this show really just kind of keeps the traffic moving. You know, when we have an interview show, the producers set everything up, help manage all the editorial and make sure that all the logistics are in place so that when we do a live interview show, the host sits down with the guest, everybody's fully prepared, the technical staff knows what the plan is, and everything goes off without a hitch most of the time, like 99.9% of the time, right? But for a show like this, there's so much volume. You know, we'll get dozens and dozens and dozens of calls. We only have 5 phone lines, so, you know, they're full almost the whole time. But we'll get maybe 100 emails or more, and the producer is essentially helping manage the flow of that. You know, I've got the Twitter feed up here, but I've got an iPad with an email inbox on it that's being fed by the producer. And today, Lindsay Connect is producing the show because our regular producer, Stephen Becker, is off today. So, you know, we just get so many emails during this show that it really helps to have somebody kind of going through and helping to, you know, make them a little bit more concise, maybe edit a little bit, because essentially I'm looking at what the topic is, whether it's a question or an answer, where we are in that topic. If we've kind of decided we've definitively answered something in that topic, the producer will stop, you know, we'll stop taking answers on that topic. And then sometimes it can be, you know, you're reading somebody's email live on the radio. So production really does help a lot. So that's the short story long there for you, Glenn. 800-933-5372. We got another email at anything@kera.org about short run machine shops in Dallas. Kit says Buzzwork, BUZZWERK, in Richardson. Kit says, is what your caller described, a short run machine shop in Dallas who specializes in cutting aluminum parts. Kit says, I've also used a place in Denton called Sadbury Metalworks, Sadbury, which is a guy and his son working out of a shop in their backyard, if you're looking for an even smaller shop. So Buzzwork in Richardson or Sadbury Metalworks in Denton are a couple of suggestions. Kevin says, on the monthly anniversary, Kevin says, I've had the same question about what to call a monthly celebration of a certain date. So like Chris, I made up a term, Luniversary. Same idea as monthiversary, except as annual subs for year and anniversary, Luna, or Luna subs for month. Kevin says, I did a search and found I'm not the only person to use the term, so maybe it will catch on. 800-933-5372. Time for just a couple more calls. Let's see. Let's talk to Mark calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Love your show.
Thanks.
My question is this. I bought an older home, 75-year-old home, and it still has the original front door. And in that front door, it has the original door chime. And it's missing some parts. And I've looked all over the Internet. It's called an autotone, A-U-T-H-O-T-O-N-E. And just trying to find those 2 little bells that go in it and a couple other little mechanisms, and nothing on the Internet about them. And I was wondering if possibly someone in Dallas or Fort Worth has collected those kinds of parts or sells them.
Okay. Well, we probably won't get an answer today because we just have a few minutes left. But if we get an email or something like that, we'll read it next week. Or if somebody calls in next week, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Well, I listen every week. So
all right.
I hope
hey, thanks,
I
Mark.
Answer.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Sasan in Dallas. Hello, Sasan.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
Love your show. Hey, I have an answer about the marginal return and marginal utility, the differences and what they mean.
You bet. Go right ahead.
Yes, marginal utility refers to the enjoyment of an additional consumption, which diminishes. For example, if you eat one apple, you enjoy it significantly, and then you eat another one, you enjoy it less and less. And in economic principles, they say that as you consume more things, you want to get away from them and consume others. Marginal return refers to the efficiency of the workers. As you add workers to the work group, they don't add as much as the first one or the second one. Like, for example, if you add three people, you don't cut the time by one-third, or the fourth person doesn't cut it by one-fourth. That return diminishes as the workers are added because the capital that they work with is limited.
Very good. Sasan, thank you so much for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye. Let's see. Let's talk next to Steve in Rowlett. Hello, Steve.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have seven pinball machines, all electromechanical 1960s machines, the old machines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for somebody who will help me with some repair with the potential of trading a couple of machines for a couple that they fix.
So you're looking for somebody here, and you're in Rowlett. So somebody,
yes.
Maybe somebody in North Texas who...
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Again, it might be next week before
sure.
before we get it. But this is a perfect, perfect moment for me to recommend that you tune in this afternoon during our local news block at 6:20 because Courtney Collins is going to the Texas Pinball Festival in Frisco today.
Yes.
And we're going to have a story on that tonight at 6:20. So that might also be a source for you at that Frisco, Texas Pinball Festival to find somebody who can help you with your pinball machines.
You betcha. I will tune in.
Great. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
Right. So if you know how to help Steve get his pinball machines repaired or you like pinball, listen tonight at 6:20. This has been an hour of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced today by Lindsay Connect. Thank you, Lindsay. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Thanks, Shelley. And Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Thank you, Fiona. Christine McConnell, by the way, produces the podcast. Thanks, Christine. And you can download that. Actually, the last 10 hours are up for you to listen to or download at kera.org/anything. You can also subscribe to the podcast there. There's a link on the Anything page. And of course, email your questions and answers to us, comments and suggestions as well, at anything@kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter, of course, where I'm at Jeff Whittington. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in today. And everybody have a great, what looks like from the studio window, beautiful weekend. See you next week.